time, the phrase "to ascend the platform" ad pulpitum venere became part of the religious vocabulary of the clergy. By AD 252, Cyprian alludes to the raised platform that segregated the clergy from the laity as the sacred and venerated congestum of the clergy. By the end of the Middle Ages, the pulpit became common in parish churches. With the Reformation, it became the central piece of furniture in the church building. The pulpit symbolized the replacement of the centrality of ritualistic action, the Mass, with clerical verbal instruction, the sermon. In Lutheran churches, the pulpit was moved to the front of the altar. In Reformed churches, the pulpit dominated until the altar finally disappeared and was replaced by the communion table. The pulpit has always been the centerpiece of the Protestant church, so much so that a well-known pastor who spoke during a conference sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association claimed, "If the church is alive, it's because the pulpit is alive. If the church is dead, it's because the pulpit is dead." The pulpit elevates the clergy to a position of prominence. True to its meaning, it puts the preacher at the center stage, separating and placing him high, above God's people. The pew and the balcony. The pew is perhaps the greatest inhibitor of face-to-face fellowship. It is a symbol of lethargy and passivity in the contemporary church, and has made corporate worship a spectator sport. The word pew is derived from the Latin podium. It means a seat raised above the floor level or a balcony. Pews were unknown to the church building for the first 1,000 years of Christian history. In early basilicas, the congregation stood throughout the entire service. This is still the practice among many Eastern Orthodox. By the 13th century, backless benches were gradually introduced into English parish buildings. These benches were made of stone and placed against the walls. They were then moved into the body of the building, the area called the nave. At first, the benches were arranged in a semicircle around the pulpit. Later, they were fixed to the floor. The modern pew was introduced in the 14th century, though it was not commonly found in churches until the 15th century. At that time, wooden benches supplanted the stone seats. By the 18th century, box pews became popular. Box pews have a comical history. They were furnished with cushioned seats, carpets, and other accessories. They were sold to families and considered private property. Box pew owners set out to make themselves as comfortable as possible. Some decorated them with curtains, cushions, padded armchairs, fireplaces, even special compartments.